I got an invitation in the mail from the Wichita Art Museum. It was for a dinner celebrating the opening of two exhibitions. William H. Johnson with a series of paintings featuring African-American leaders, all painted in the 40s, and Illuminated Body, paper-cut portraits by Barbara Earle Thomas of her family, friends, and black community. I am very pleased with the two important exhibitions coming up and a new acquisition. It shows a real willingness by the board to move the museum in directions it should have been following all along. And I have no doubt that they are happy with their progress, as they should be. But I question the thoughts on a $150 dinner. We are striving to make our museum experience more inclusive and diverse. A talk by an important African-American artist will surely help illuminate the hard road that artists of color have been attempting to travel here in America for several hundred years. Don't get me wrong, I understand the need for fundraisers, but it seems like this would have been an opportunity for the community at large to learn about this art and celebrate with the artist. And then I became a bit frustrated when I remembered the Kansas African American Museum here in Wichita, an entity that has devoted itself to art made by people of color for 50 years, and still searching for money to open a new museum they desperately need. So I took the $150 I might have spent on the dinner at Wham and bought three family memberships at the Kansas African American Museum to give to my family. It's not much, but it felt like a much better way to spend my money. For KMUW, I'm Kirk Klontz.